1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Madeline Reynolds. Peter Hughes, manager of the Linda WAMC's Performing Arts Studio and newly producer of WAMC's On the Road program, joins us with a preview of upcoming events and broadcasts for the month of May. How are you, Peter?
I am doing just ducky. Hello, Madeline.
Hello. So I feel like we need to address this. Just a while ago, WAMC announced that we will be putting the Linda on the market.
News we dropped about two, three weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it is, well, clearly bittersweet because we love the Linda. We love having events there. We are super proud of all the incredible things we've done there, all the wonderful recordings, all the friends we've met, all the memories we've made. Those are real and forefront of our heads. But we're also pivoting because the mission of the Linda, what WAMC wants to do and needs to do for the future in getting out into communities and meeting people face-to-face, needs to be done on the road. So now we're transitioning to WAMC on the road. We're going to be in your communities like we're in Oneonta this morning with the Roundtable panel.
That's right.
And where you are. So if you want to us to come meet you face-to-face, to come to your community, record something there and talk, you have a great venue, you have a great cultural experience, you think there's something we need to do and see and meet and shake hands and see each other in person, email us here at the WAMC. Let us know. Give us a call. And we'll hopefully see you out on the road. But if you want to raise a glass to the Linda,
mm-hmm.
we have another 2 months of programming that we're really excited about. And I would love to see you there at one of these. Let's talk about what's coming up at the Linda in the next month. All right. Saturday, May 3rd. I'm really glad we were able to get these guys into the Linda before we transition to the new project. The Furious Bongos are back playing the music of Frank Zappa. And what I love about this show is not only are they incredible people and wonderful musicians, but they play the music of Zappa the way Zappa would play the music of Zappa, which is never the same twice, not just a here's the record, we're reproducing it exactly. It is a music experience in the style of Zappa, with the music of Zappa, but a development and of all their own and something unique that is the Furious Bongos. It's always a party. It's always great. And if you just love music, it is something that you will want to experience. And you can do that on May 3rd. That's Furious Bongos Play Zappa. Now, we've got two films left in our Sound and Vision Music at the Movies series.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we were just listening to, was it Rock Around the Clock?
That's
Bill
right.
Haley in the comments.
Yep.
Also the opening theme to season one of Happy Days. I love American Graffiti. It is one of my favorite films. 1973. Taking place in the nostalgic year of just 9 years previous of 1962, which I thought was really funny because I was like, in my brain, it was like, oh, it was the nostalgia of like 50, 60 years ago. No, it was just 9 years ago at that time. This is George Lucas's first big major film.
Yes.
In 1973. The creator of Star Wars, of course. This is his love letter to his teenage years of cruising down the avenue in the 1960s, seeing all his friends in cars, hitting on girls, listening to the radio, diners with waitresses on roller skates.
Yes.
I had this LP. My dad had it when I was growing up. I went and rebought it like a couple months ago when I booked the film. It's got this incredible like fold out with like this waitress with roller skates who just like pops out. The music in this film, it's the Beach Boys, it's the Platters, it's Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Fats Domino, the Big Bopper, of course, Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley and the Comets, and Del Shannon doing Runaway. The actors in this movie, it's not just directed by George Lucas, but it's a young Richard Dreyfuss,
yep.
Mr. Holland, Ron Howard, speaking of Happy Days,
mm-hmm.
Cindy Williams, speaking of Laverne and Shirley, Mackenzie Phillips is in this movie, a young Mackenzie Phillips. Of course, the incredible radio voice, no slack here to Ray Graff, of Wolfman Jack. One of the first film appearances of another George Lucas contributor, Harrison Ford, is in this movie.
Yes.
So come get nostalgic with Peter and the crew for American Graffiti. Now, same week, May 9th, second Sound and Vision music at the movies. I love a good Elvis film.
Don't we all?
I love a good Elvis film. There's something so perfect and pure and entertaining about them. They're just Elvis in some sort of situation. Elvis is at the zoo. Right. Elvis is running a car wash. Elvis is selling balloons at a carnival. This one is, I think, the magnum opus of the Elvis films. It's Elvis Presley. It's Anne Margaret.
We love Anne Margaret.
It's Viva Las Vegas.
Yes.
So we're closing out the Sound and Vision series with Viva Las Vegas. And Madeline, if you are the friend I think you are,
yep,
please make sure we play this on the way out.
Definitely.
Great.
Done.
All right. Rockmon Record Club, May 15th, third Thursday of the month. This one's going to be a little bit different. It's kind of a deep cut. But when Chuck Visconian said, hey, this is what I want to do, you sure you want to do this one? I'm like, I absolutely want to do this. I think we are the people that can present something to people that may be a little bit less well-known. But it's going to be an American Dreamer, a retrospect of Laura Nyro. Laura Nyro is a singer-songwriter who had big hits in the 60s and 70s, a little bit into the 80s. And she may not be the most well-known, but you know her music. Wedding Bell Blues is her song. You know, I love you, Bill. That one. Eli's Coming, Three Dog Night, famously recorded that. And the people who've recorded her music and had huge hits with them and clearly state that she is one of their greatest influences include The Fifth Dimension, Cyndi Lauper, Elton John, again, Three Dog Night. She has this gorgeous four-octave voice that when you hear it, you'll go, oh, I know that voice. I know that song. You just may not be familiar with her as the artist and visionary that she was. So this is going to be a retrospective on Laura Nyro. Come learn about this thing that you may not know about, but you want to know more about. And that's May 15th, Rockmon Record Club Listening Party at the Linda. Our friends at New York Folklore are back on May 18th. It's a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. This one is The Music and Culture of Tibet with Tachung and Ensemble, who's an accomplished Tibetan folk and freedom singer-songwriter and a masterful multi-instrumentalist who hails from the vibrant town, I'm going to say this right, of Dharamshala, India, and resides here in New York now. And their music is going to be here. That's all Tibetan freedom songs, and that feels incredibly nice today.
Wow. He sounds very impressive.
It's really it's really impressive. I love that. Last thing I want to talk about here is, again, bittersweet, but super exciting. And it's something to come celebrate, right? It's a moment to come celebrate because I believe it'll be the last live broadcast we do at From the Linda. And we could not think of a way to be more celebratory than with our wonderful friend, WAMC host of Hudson River Sampler, Wanda Fisher, and the famous Phil Oakes Song Nights, which we've done many times in the Linda. They were an annual occurrence until COVID hit. We were able to bring it back for a few years, and this will be on Saturday, May 24th. Phil Oakes Song Nights returns. It's a broadcast from the Linda in collaboration and coordination with Phil's sister, Sunny Oakes. And hosted by Wanda Fisher, people take the great music of Phil Oakes and perform them and do their interpretations on them. And it's very joyous and it's very topical. And it's just a celebration of that music, that message. Frankly, the music and live perfection that the Linda was in all the times we've had there. So I'm really excited to have this. Reggie Harris is going to be there. Vance Gilbert's going to be there. Kemp Harris. Betty and the Baby Boomers are going to be there. And Magpie. Magpie is going to be in attendance. And of course, Wanda Fisher herself. And I believe that we will probably get a song out of Wanda herself, which is always a delight.
Yeah, you'll want to see that. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
No.
And you can tune in on air. You can tune in on Hudson River Sampler that night at 8 o'clock and hear it happening live. So see what happens and come celebrate with us. And that is May at the Linda.
Yeah, it's an impressive lineup, I must say.
I'm really proud of it. I'm excited about it. I'm really happy to come here next month and perhaps talk about all the different things we're going to be doing on the road.
Right.
And because you and I talking in private just before this, there's a lineup happening. It's all in development. Yeah. And it's all very exciting. And it's an incredible embrace from people about the new project. But let's celebrate the old girl and give it one more good spin.
One last hoorah.
One last hoorah. Raise a glass.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for telling me about these wonderful upcoming events.
Okay.
All righty. You can go to thelinda.org for more information about these events. That is thelinda.org. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.